EASIT, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.
This is Unit 3B, Easy to Understand and Audio Description. Element 1, Processes. Other video, Easy to Read facilitates audio descriptions. This video is reproduced with the permission of Ulla Buhlmann. In this external video, you will watch and listen to the presentation entitled Easy to Read facilitates audio descriptions, given by Ulla Buhlmann at the 9th International Media for All Conference, held online in January 2021 and organized by Transmedia Catalonia. The presentation focuses on the benefits of applying easy-to-read language to audio description. Media for All conferences provide a platform for all stakeholders in the realms of audiovisual translation and media accessibility, and enable them to interact, share knowledge, and expand their horizons, while demonstrating the true potential of multidisciplinary work. Ulla Buhlmann has been the director of the Easy Language Service from 2001 to 2014. And she has been an employee at the Swedish Agency for Accessible Media from 2015 to 2018. Since 2018, she has been running her own business, Boarvi Consult AB. Ulla Buhlmann offers training and lectures in Easy Language, Accessibility and Human Rights, and editing services in Easy Language. She has expertise in intercultural and accessible communication and has been invited to present keynote addresses, presentations, and workshops at several international conferences. You can contact her at ulla@boarvi.se or visit the website www.boarvi.se.
The language used in audio descriptions must be understood by the audience. But who is the audience? What knowledge does the audience have, and what is their background knowledge? This presentation is about how useful the concept of easy-to-read language can be for audio descriptions. And my name is Ulla Buhlmann, and I have been working with accessible information and easy-to-read language for about 20 years in Sweden. I will start with some clarifications. So far, there is not an international consensus regarding what word to use, easy to read or easy language. This is important to point out. Each country who works with easy to read or easy language, they have their own word in their native language. In Sweden, that word is lättläst, and translated, that means easy to read. And since Sweden took a leading role internationally with making text accessible for people with reading difficulties, the Swedish word was translated and became easy to read in English. At first, easy to read referred to written text only, but today the easy to read concept covers text as well as easy-to-read verbal language. And both the verbal language and the written language must be easy to understand, otherwise it is not easy to read. In this presentation, I will use easy to read. But if you come across the word easy language, you should know that it is the same as easy to read. One other thing that is important to point out is that easy to read should not be mixed up with plain language. Plain language is a language without bureaucratic words, but with a simple and correct construction of the sentences. Plain language do not focus specially on a target group with difficulties. Easy to read is therefore a complement to plain language. Easy to read focus on a reader and an audience that has difficulties or challenges with reading. Plain language focus on a reader of the general public with no specific challenges. And exactly where the line between easy to read and plain language is, it's very difficult to say. Both are needed, and as I said, They complement each other. Okay, so what does easy to read have to do with audio description? Well, the core principles of easy to read language covers content, language, and presentation. And regarding the content, the target group should get all the information they need to understand the information from the information. Does it sound complicated? Well, this means that you have to add information and explain things that might not be common knowledge for your target group. And regarding the language, it should be easy to understand for the intended target group. And the presentation should be well structured with a clear layout. Well, so what does this have to do with the audio descriptions? Well, the whole concept of easy to read focus on what previous knowledge the target group has about this content or this topic. That has an impact on the language and the words you can use. And what frames of reference does the target group have? That also has an impact on the language and the words you can use. I will give you some examples. The novel, The People of Hemsö, written by the Swedish author August Strindberg back in 1887. It starts with, Karlsson arrives to the farm in Stockholm archipelago with a Höganäs bottle around his neck. The slide shows a Höganäs bottle now. And is this the image you get when you hear the word Höganäs bottle? Well, very few people today know what kind of bottle this is. Their knowledge is limited. And Höganäs was an old factory in south of Sweden. It started its production more than 100 years ago, and they produced different household items in ceramics. And the brown color was very typical for their products. In an easy-to-read version of this novel, the sentence might instead be, Karlsson arrives to the farm on the island with an old ceramic bottle for alcohol around his neck. This principle can be used for audio descriptions as well. One other example, the slide now shows a medieval Gotlandic church. In easy to read, we might say instead, this is a typical church of the Swedish island Gotland. The church is about 900 years old. It is made of limestone, has a wooden roof and a tall bell tower. Not everyone knows what medieval is, that it was a time period in history. And not everyone knows that Gotland is the biggest island of Sweden. The easy-to-read text will give this information. And it doesn't take for granted that the reader has this background knowledge. One more example, and a very current one. The slide shows a picture of the coronavirus. If you know that corona means crown, maybe you can get the image that the virus looks like a crown. Maybe we need to describe it like this instead. The coronavirus looks like a red or orange ball with needles stuck into it. And at the tip of each needle, there is something that looks like a small flower. In Sweden, we might still be able to describe the coronavirus as a classic Christmas decoration, which was the citrus fruit orange decorated with the spice cloves. And this brings me to the importance of sharing frames of references. And the slide shows now an old reel tape recorder. My three children, they are all born during the 1990s. We have never had this kind of tape recorder at home, and I'm not sure if they have ever seen one. And that means they don't necessarily know or relate to the word reel, the word spelled R-E-E-L, to something that has to do with wheels or rolls. My kids have never heard the sound of this kind of tape recorder, and they don't have the experience of how the tape can get tangled up. All these kinds of first-hand experiences add to our frames of reference and how we interpret words, information, text. And without seeing the picture, a description would help my kids to interpret the concept correctly. But for everyone that has gone to school in Sweden in the 1960s or 1970s, a real tape recorder is well known. There was one in every single Swedish classroom at that time. So our frames of reference are crucial when we interpret texts or things around us. And our frames of reference are depending on what generation we are, but also what culture background we have. Another example. At Christmas time in Sweden, the Swedish television always shows some Walt Disney cartoons. And one of them is when Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse and Goofy are on a camping trip. And the picture on the slide now shows when Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are eating corn on the cob. And the sound effect in this scene is an old-fashioned typewriter. And every bite Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck take of the corn is illustrated with the sound of someone typing on the keys of an old typewriter. When Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck reach the end of the corn, there is a pling sound in the cartoon, just like the sound when you have reached the right margin of the paper in the typewriter and you manually need to change line. It is the sound of a typewriter like the one I show now on the slide that is the sound effect in the cartoon. But the majority of the kids today have never seen an old-fashioned typewriter. Therefore, they don't have any references to the sound. They don't relate to the sound illustration in the Walt Disney cartoon. The name of this old typewriter happens to be Corona. And I think it's amazing how the word Corona keeps popping up in so many different contexts nowadays. I was not aware of that. My old grandpa's typewriter was a Corona. But to know how an old typewriter sounds is an example how important it can be to have the same background knowledge and the same frames of reference in order to make the same understanding or interpretation of something. This is something you have to be aware of when you're working with easy to read. These are core principles of writing easy to read information. So the target group's knowledge and the target group's frames of reference are always taken into consideration when we work with easy to read. This is also very valuable for making audio descriptions. As I've said earlier, the principles of easy to read also refers to the language. The easy to read language uses common and simple words, words with a concrete meaning, and there are no expressions or metaphors in easy-to-read text. And I will give you some examples. There are several synonyms to many of the words we use in our native languages. And in easy-to-read, we always try to use the most common word, the easiest word. An easy word does not have to be a short word or a word that is specifically easy to spell. If it is common, it can be well-known, and therefore it is easy to understand, even if it's long and if it's complicated to spell correctly. Working with easy to read, we try to choose the most common word. Here are some examples. Invoice. The word bill is easier. Emancipate. It's a very difficult word. Maybe it's easier to use the word release or free. Sometimes there are no exact synonym with one word and you have to describe instead or use several words to not use the difficult word. The very difficult word xenophobia, for example, maybe it's more easy to understand if you explain it like fear or hate or strangers. And depending on the content, maybe the word racism can be used instead. And the word cutlery, I think there are many people that have no idea what cutlery is. So it's easier to say forks, knives, and spoons instead of cutlery. And working with easy to read, we are cautious about words with double meaning. And actually the word bill that I used as an example, can mean a document related to law, but I think that interpretation is more unusual. We always must keep in mind that our target group, the target group's knowledge when we are choosing words to use in easy to read. And many words have a double meaning or a very wide meaning. This sentence, for example, communications in Spain are bad. The word communication has several different meanings. If I mean the public transportation, I will specify that in my easy to read text instead of using the word communications. If I mean buses and trains, I will say so. And bad is also a word that could mean so many different things. And do I mean that the buses and trains are old and that they break down all the time? Or do I mean by bad that they are never on time? I will specify that in easy to read. I will be concrete. And finally, a few words about expressions and metaphors. Most languages use expressions and metaphors. Often we don't even reflect about the individual words in an expression. Every word can be a common, easy word. But in a specific combination, in a sentence, they might mean something totally different. Here's one example. In Swedish, when we want to start the TV, we say slå på TVn, which literally means hit the TV or beat the TV. In English, the expression is turn on the TV. If you interpret that sentence word by word, you should go to your TV set and turn the TV set around. In easy to read, we try to avoid these kind of expressions, and since they can be misunderstood by persons who are new to the language or misunderstood by persons who has, for other reasons, limited knowledge about different expressions. It is important to remember that expressions are something we have to learn. It is not enough to know and understand every single word in the expression. You have to learn the expression. And remember also that expressions are the last thing we conquer when we are trying to learn a new language. So, to summarize, if you're a person who is doing audio descriptions and you know the basic principles of easy to read, then you can do audio descriptions that are comprehensible for a big target group of different generations and different culture backgrounds. And in that way, easy to read facilitate audio descriptions. And if you want to know more about the easy to read principles or how to write easy to read, please contact me. Thank you for your attention.
Ulla Boman's video, Easy to Read Facilitates Audio Descriptions, was produced by Tiger Rizius in 2021. This EasyEd additional video was prepared and produced by Elisa Perego and Andrea Deleanu from Università degli Studi di Trieste. You can reach Elisa Perego at eperego@units.it.
The project EasyEd has received funding from the European Commission under the Erasmus Plus Strategic Partnerships for Higher Education Programme, Grant Agreement 2018-1-ES01-KA203-05275. The European Commission's support for the production of this publication does not constitute an endorsement of the contents, which reflect the views only of the authors, and the Commission cannot be held responsible for any use which may be made of the information contained therein. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike 4.0 International License. Partners of the EasyEd project: Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, Università degli Studi di Trieste, Universidade de Vigo, Stiftung Universität Hildesheim, SDI München, Dyslexieverbundet, Radio Televisia Slovenia, Zavod RISA. EasyEd, Easy Access for Social Inclusion Training.